Good morning. We're going to discuss some of the halachas of Chol HaMoed over the next few days. And we'll start with the mitzvah of Simcha, Simcha's Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. So we know that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. The Torah says, V'samachta b'chagecha, v'hayisa ach sameach, the Torah from Psukim. So the question is, does this mitzvah of Simcha apply to Chol HaMoed as well? And the answer is that the mitzvah of Simcha applies to Chol HaMoed as well. So just like on Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah of Simcha, on Chol HaMoed also there's a mitzvah of Simcha. What is the definition of the mitzvah of Simcha? So the basic definition of the mitzvah of Simcha is a person should actually be happy. The Vilna Gaon pointed out that this mitzvah is mechayev us for the 8 days deraisa, or 9 days midrabanan of Sukkot, and the 7 and 8 days of Pesach, and the day of Shavuos, the day, 2 days of Shavuos. We have a chiyuv to be happy. A person should not let things bother them. The person should spend the time focusing on things which make him happy, and push away and ignore the things which make you sad. The Vilna Gaon actually said this is probably the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, for that for a person should be in control of his thoughts and his emotions and not let things get to him for a period of 8-9 days long. It's a very hard mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah, that's the basic mitzvah of Simcha. The Chazal came along and said that based on drushes, there are certain actions which we can do, and therefore which they learn from Sukkim, which are we mechuyev to do, to enhance the Simcha and express the Simcha. So Chazal learned out in Simcha Lebebosir v'yayin. There's a mitzvah of having yayin that applies to Chol HaMoed as well. That's one time over each day of Chol HaMoed, a person should have a revius of wine. A revius of wine is 3.3 ounces. A person would fulfill the mitzvah of having a revius of wine. And the mitzvah, like Ramosha points out, that the shear for basar is a kazai. Is a person should have a kazai sa basar. A kazai sa basar is the volume of 1.1 fluid ounces. So you picture a shot glass, which is an ounce, basically that amount of meat that a person has to have. Now, the Gemara is referring to the Gemara learns out that there's a mitzvah of simcha bebasar. It's referring to basar behema. Basar of the karbonis, basar shlomim. That basar shlomim, does it apply nowadays when we don't have karbonis? Do we still have this mitzvah nowadays to be misameach with basar? Or maybe nowadays all you have to do is just drink wine. So this is actually machlokes. Close to the Beis Yosef and Rambam, and the hachra of the Morgan of Rambam, of the Mishnah Berurah, which follows him, is that a person l'chatchila should have basar every day of Chol HaMoed. That means one time during the day, a person should have a kazayas of basar. If a person, and that should be just like the kabbonis were from behemoths, that should be basar behemoth. Preferably, if a person can't eat basar behemoth or does not like basar behemoth, a person can mekayim it with basar oif. But that is the chatchila. A person should do that because of this machlokes. So we've mentioned basar and yayin. In regards to eating pas, to washing and having a seuda, a person is not mechuyev to eat pas, make your adin. That's why with halachas, a person forgot yalla v'yavo in benching, he does not have to repeat benching because it's not a chiyev gomer to eat pas. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that it is the chatchila preferable to eat pas. So that's not the same level of basar. Basar is a machloikis, and because of the machloikis, we're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa. A person should try and be machmer. But when we're dealing with the pas, it's a milo that a person should eat pas one time each day of Chol HaMoed. A person should have a suda. Many people are noyig to have a suda yom tov. Another expression of the din of simcha is clothing. So the person is not mechuyev to wear big day Shabbos, but it is badan alach. A person should not wear big day chol, regular weekday clothing, on Chol HaMoed. A person should find a nicer type of garment to wear for Chol HaMoed. For many people are noyig to wear the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, mentions that there were Rishonim who dafka wore the big day Shabbos, the big day Yom Tov during Chol HaMoed as well. But the person is not mechuyev to wear big day Yom Tov b'day Shabbos, but he is mechuyev to wear a nicer type of clothing than a person would wear in the average weekday. A person can't dress down and dress casually on Chol HaMoed. A person should be dressed nicely for Chol HaMoed. So these are some of the chiyuvim which we have, and this is Aseh, which we have, how to express our appreciation of the days of Chol HaMoed. It should be days of simcha, days of happiness. A person should strive to make sure that he's happy during that time. We express it through Basar and Yayin, the Chachilo. It's a mile and a half pass. And by wearing clothing which respects the special day. The Mishnah says that Obos Mavazas HaMoedos, a person who's Mavazas in the Moedos, most before should understand that it's referring to Chol HaMoed. And that a person does not respect Chol HaMoed and give it to respect. The basic pshat is referring to acting as if it's a regular weekday. Rashi actually says it means even if a person would just eat his regular food, as opposed to having something special for the day of Chol HaMoed, is also a lack of giving respect to the Moedas. It goes into the Mishnah of Mevazas and Moedas. We should have a wonderful day. It should be a good Moed. Tomorrow we will continue talking about some of the lochos of Chol HaMoed.